Support for KPLU comes from SF Jazz, celebrating 30 years of presenting classic jazz performers and emerging artists to San Francisco audiences. More information about the new performance hall and the musicians launching the inaugural season at the new SF Jazz Center at sfjazz.org.
Tony Conga and his band from the CD Oye, winner this year of the Northwest Recording of the Year in the Earshot Awards. Mario Marrero, piano, and soprano saxophonist was Nathaniel Paul, and Johnny Conga playing most of the percussion there, as well as vibes in that piece he composed and arranged, titled Mambo for Jader, Johnny Conga. Opening up our Jazz Northwest for today here from 88.5 KPLU, Jim Wilkie with you here this afternoon. And we have a new one from Bremerton-based singer Eugenie Jones, her new CD just out called Black Lace Blue Tears. And we'll hear her singing with Bill Anschel on piano, Clipper Anderson on bass, and Mark Ivester on drums. And this is an original by Eugenie Jones, a song she wrote called A Good Day.
Today is a good day, a day full of promise, and sunrise out to greet you, the road rising up to meet you. All troubles are a million, million miles away. You got time on your hands, a time to take on a brand new day. You got time to laugh, you got time to play, a time to work real hard and make things go your way. You got time to dream and time to make them come true. Time to wrap your arms around the one who loves you. Oh, and life couldn't be better. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Life, oh, it couldn't be better. So many pleasures to take in today. I'm gonna hop in my ride and head out on the highway. Mountains out in front of me, the ocean breeze in my hair, Nina on the radio singing my baby just cares. And I've got time to laugh, I've got time to play, time to work real hard and make things go my way. I've got time to dream and time to make them come true. Time to wrap my arms around no one else but you. And life couldn't be better. Life couldn't be better. Lost my mind, I know. Life is sometimes up and sometimes down, but what lies ahead or lies behind are small compared to what's in my heart and mind. So as I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Thankful for this day and the beauty in it. Thankful for this life I have and the boldness to live it. Oh, and life couldn't be better, better, better. Life couldn't be better. good and good and good and good and good and good and life could and be
better.
Music by Milt Klebe, played by the Milt Klebe Dectet there. That was a piece called Minor Distraction. Bill Ramsey featured on alto sax, Jay Thomas on trumpet, Brad Allison's great lead trumpet there, and John Hansen at the piano. Some of the featured artists there with the Milt Klebe Dectet from the CD Something If Nothing Else. Before that, Eugenie Jones' new CD, Black Lace, Blue Tears, and one of her songs titled A Good Day. Eugenie Jones was accompanied by Bill Anschall at the piano, Clipper Anderson bass, and Mark Ivester on drums from her new CD. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. KPLU's Spring Pledge Drive is coming next week, and the good news is it's going to be short and sweet, just 4 days, Tuesday through Friday. But the goal is 4,000 pledges in those 4 days, so it's going to be fairly intense and concentrated. You can help keep this pledge drive short by going online at kplu.org and becoming a sustaining member. You could do it right now. You could pledge $5, $10, or $20 a month, or whatever you think KPLU is worth to you each month. With a few quick clicks and a bit of additional information, it's all done, and you can feel like you've done your part in keeping KPLU and kplu.org coming your way 24/7. Take a look now at kplu.org. Let's listen to some music from Jay Thomas and the Cats. This is music from Jay Thomas, who was Northwest Instrumentalist of the Year at the Earshot Awards this year. He's heard here on both trumpet and tenor saxophone, with John Hansen on piano, Chuck Kistler on bass, Adam Kessler on drums, and from the album Neo Boogaloo, here are Jay Thomas and the Cats doing a piece by Horace Silver, called Jody Grind.
Thank you.
That's a beautiful bolero, which comes from Larry Barlow's recent release with his Latin jazz collective Carmen's Mambo, and that piece titled Rassan's Lament, named for Larry's son. Featuring some San Francisco musicians on this one, with Melicio Magdalucio on flute and Doug Beavers from New York on trombone, who also helped a lot with arrangements on this album. Mike Olmos was on trumpet, Marco Diaz was the pianist, and Larry Barlow, percussion, bongos, conga, and other percussion. Jay Thomas, leading his own group before that, playing both trumpet and tenor sax in that Horace Silver composition Jody Grind from the Neo Boogaloo CD, with John Hansen on piano, Chuck Kistler on bass, and Adam Kessler on drums. Jay Thomas. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Here's a look at some jazz activities around the area today and into next week. This evening, Holly Cole is at Jazz Alley in the final night of her current engagement, this Canadian singer, wonderful songwriter and wonderful interpreter of music as well. Kareem Candy, the tenor saxophonist, is playing at the Triple Doors Musiquarium tonight. And Randy Bergeson's sextet is at Tula's. Monday night, a couple of new groups are playing at the Royal Room. Jargon leads off the evening, and trombonist Christian Pincock, who is a recent arrival in the area, is doing some interesting music as well. They both lead quartets at Royal Room on Monday night. Also, the New Orleans Quintet plays every Monday night at the New Orleans for a taste of trad jazz at its best. Tuesday, Jay Thomas Big Band plays at Tula's. The Seattle Composers Alliance will be at the Royal Room, and McTuff has its regular Tuesday night gig, late night gig at Sea Monster, starting at 10 o'clock. Wednesday night, there's the Instant Composers Pool arriving from the Netherlands. They'll be doing an orchestral concert at Seattle Art Museum Auditorium on Wednesday night. This is really a special and exciting and always surprising group. The Instant Composers Pool Orchestra is presented by Earshot. The Legacy Band, led by Clarence Acox, plays Wednesday at the New Orleans. Thursday, Jacqueline Tabor Band will be at Tula's, and good lineup on that, too. Zero G at Lucid on Thursday night features two groups, Daniel Berry's Two Hemispheres and Fundamental Forces are the two groups playing. And Adam Kessler and Phil Sparks have a regular thing going at Barca on Thursday night on Capitol Hill. Friday night, a concert at the Chapel at the Good Shepherd Center features the Samantha Boschnick Quintet and the Amplified Clarinet Trio with Amy Denio, Beth Fleener, and Craig Hoyer. Sounds interesting. Bill Anschel Quartet will be playing at Tula's and doing some of Bill's original music there. That's just a glimpse of some things coming up. If you'd like more information, see the KPLU calendar, and also earshot.org has a very complete calendar, and daily updates are available at seattlejazzscene.com. Here is some music from Kareem Candy Band, which is playing tonight at the Triple Doors Musiquarium. Kareem Candy's the tenor saxophonist, with Rob Hutchinson on bass and Julian McDonough on drums, and we'll hear them doing a tune called Friends for Now. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
A very dark version of Irving Berlin's perennial Easter Parade is done by Jessica Williams. That comes from her 1993 album, which was recorded in Portland and issued on the Hep Jazz record label out of Scotland. The album was called The Next Step, Jessica Williams playing Easter Parade. Brent Jensen on soprano sax before that, Bill Anschel piano, Chris Simer on bass, and it was Chris Simer's arrangement of Miles Davis's All Blues, which comes from the CD Blueprints on Origin Records. And we began that set of three with Kareem Candy Band. Kareem Candy on tenor sax, Rob Hutchinson on bass, and Julian McDonough on drums. They played Friends for Now. Kareem Candy's playing tonight at the Musiquarium of the Triple Door. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. We have a time for a couple more short ones. First, I'd like to remind you again that the KPLU Spring Pledge Drive is coming up, and it's going to be a short one, just Tuesday through Friday next week. But the goal is big, 4,000 pledges. And you can do your part by making yourself a sustaining member by going online at kplu.org and click on Support This Station, and you'll find more information. Quick pledge form to fill out, little information. Decide on what you'd like to pledge on a monthly basis, and it's all done. Take a look. You can see it there now, kplu.org. There's also a space for comments if you'd like to say anything about any of the programs. We'll conclude today with first some music from Pearl Django from their latest album titled 11. It's their 11th album. Rick Lebanon on bass, David Lang on accordion, Troy Chapman guitar, Ryan Hoffman guitar, and Michael Gray violin. This is Troy Chapman's tune called Endless Fields of Green. Thank you. It's a cute little short piece there that was done by the group Pearl Django, and that comes from their latest album, 11. It was a composition by Troy Chapman, one of the two guitarists there. It's called Endless Fields of Green. Rick Lepinen bass, David Lang accordion, Troy Chapman and Ryan Hoffman guitars, and Michael Gray on violin. Nice piece. And that's all we have time for today. I'd like to remind you again that the Spring Pledge Drive is coming up next week, Tuesday through Friday. Hope you can call and pledge your support to KPLU or pledge online at kplu.org even quicker. And you can even do that starting right now, kplu.org. For more information, click on Support This Station. And we hope that you'll continue to support Jazz Northwest. We appreciate you being there, and we're happy that you are, and I guess you're happy that we're here too, because we're hanging in here. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. My name's Jim Wilkie. Next week, we'll have a special program I think you're really going to like. It's two stellar guitarists in concert. We recorded them last month at the Kirkland Performance Center. It's Kevin Eubanks, who used to be the director of the Tonight Show Band, and Stanley Jordan, who's an amazing touch tap guitarist who has an entirely different approach to the instrument. And the two guitarists play together and separately and together again. Be listening next week at this time for Jazz Northwest with Kevin Eubanks and Stanley Jordan in concert. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedar Woolley, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University.